Lion! Save the Empire!
Hey, everybody, what's up? You're going to hear the roar of my children playing video games and my wife behind me as well, so I apologize in advance. Wanted to dash this off really quick. This is episode number 2 of the original Sandbox podcast. This is from March 3rd of 2005. This features a ton of people. I think we do a pretty good job of explaining who everybody is. But since we were always so busy pooping all over our former boss, Mike Murphy, and a manager, useless manager, unpaid, but useless manager. We felt bad by episode number 2 of the original Sandbox podcast, so we paid a little tribute to him with this one. Enjoy.
Well, this is supposed to be weekly, but, you know, it's me running shit, so it didn't really work out that way.
But I logged on, like, 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what happened last week. Oh, wait. Oh,
right.
That's
yeah.
Murphy yelling at me again.
So that's what today's show is about, actually, is this week's or this month, however, you know, bi-weekly, is Murphy, and we have audio of Murphy getting angry. And then getting angry again over the fact that he always gets angry and yells at us. And that's the only way he is ever perceived is as a yeller.
He's finally exposed to his own bullshit, and he doesn't know how to take it.
It's ever since we started recording the things that happened in the hallway, it's been thrown back in his face
Sure. Numerous
times. As you'll hear in the audio I'm going to play here in a minute where he finishes out the whole thing by calling us assholes. So
is a classic Murphy moment, like maybe of the entire Sandbox series, all 2 episodes.
Both of them. This being number 2. So one of the things that I want to do is I'm going to start grabbing people randomly from the building. Just anybody that comes into contact with Mike on a regular basis. You know, Weekender, Taylor, she's upstairs.
Right.
We'll see if I can get Melissa down
like
here.
Like testimonials or what?
And just say something nice about Murphy. Yeah. Exactly, a testimonial of a good experience they've had with Murphy. Because we really did. We abused the crap out of this guy.
I thought there was something evil behind that, but you're serious.
No, I'm dead serious. Okay. No, it's going to be a Mike Murphy blowjob for the next 20 to 30 minutes. It's Murphy blowjobs interspersed with music. We'll start out with some Murphy audio and then...
Is that a big gulp?
Yeah, with a fucking Queer 94 logo on it.
Hi, everybody!
I pull the cup out. I fill it with ice. I fill it with Coke. I get to the register. I use my free coupon that Hot Brook upstairs gave me.
Ugh.
I get in the car, and I'm like, son of a bitch. It's got a Queer 94 logo on the side.
Didn't the Jessica Simpson around the top kind of throw you off?
What is it, pink?
I guess.
It's
ridiculous.
Me.
Why does 7-Eleven have to suck like that? You know,
I don't blame 7-Eleven.
I'm not blaming 7-Eleven. I love taquitos,
It's Jessica Simpson. Like, what other HMO radio station in town plays Jessica Simpson?
There you go.
Nobody.
Well, the one next to us.
They do?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I like them. Mm. I mean, I don't like their station, but I like the people.
Yeah, they're nice enough.
Right?
But yeah, so I think Queer 94 is the only outlet for Jessica Simpson. So what were they going to do?
Why is it not Velvet Revolver and our logo on there?
Yeah, seriously. Well, then people will be expecting the cups to be filled with, you know, black tar heroin. So, all right, let's start rounding people up. And here's the audio of Murphy bitching that he always yells.
Hello.
Hello, Mike Murphy.
Well, the problem is that every time that thing is recording, it's always me screaming at somebody.
Weird how that works out.
Yeah, when do I get, like, you know, hey, when do I get some props?
You can't talk to the mic like that. You gotta act like it's not there.
Yeah, you can't talk to the mic, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like a reality show.
But every time...
Shut up for 5 seconds.
This is
like reality. Like,
how do you
if you're in the real world, you have to ignore the camera.
Right.
It's not really there.
Well, then we should be banging right now.
Well, that's always an option.
All right, I'm gonna go get water.
Hey.
You go get water. And a career.
Oh. Why so mean?
Because every time that microphone is on, it's me screaming at somebody.
kind of like right now.
Yeah, kind of like right now, I'm sure. Assholes.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you're zapped with toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rap Max try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads, fucker. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Uh-huh. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I forgot for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit now, me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-rap again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. Oh, because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweet, but I hold my gun. I got 99 problems, being a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
I kind of think Mike Murphy is a fairly genuine guy. I've never met anybody that tries so hard to beat me in golf and fails miserably.
Every time.
Never once has he beaten me in golf. And yet, he continues. I mean, he gives it 110%. He never says quit. And There's no quitting Mike Murphy.
Every weekend, every Thursday or Friday before we all go out, he's, I've got Sam this weekend. I've got him this weekend. I've got his number. He prepares well.
Nobody puts the time in like Mike does.
Yeah.
And yet to fall short so often and not have it really bother him.
How much money in total has Murphy lost to you in golf?
I'd rather not say for federal purposes.
Sure, for IRS reasons, because you didn't file that money, did you?
I'd rather not
say.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Sam Giles, Afternoons, 96.5 The Planet. IRS, we're only kidding.
Thanks, Sam.
Yo, to all the ladies and gents, believers and the non-convinced, and to the adamant lovers of hemp, and to those that don't blaze, judge it by the way that it's praised, and not by the color of shade. This is man-made corruption. Arizona heat production is not in remission of nothing. And judging by the way that you heard the technique, you seek the L.A. streets, sweet, slick, talking unique. My man, terror rhyme spin, the fly definition on the blend when you listen to him. And just in case you're trying to outpace the verse, we throw dirt on your burial verse. The relentless mix is unidentified physics. The bona fide quickness make the turntable pivot. You got to get with it. We don't talk it, we live it.
Yo, let's do this.
Listen to this. Come on.
Come on.
Do it.
The maker of the Omega, a freak by nature. Flavor on paper, niggas still catch papers. Impressed from the minute presented, we get fresh.
Ola, yeah.
We provided the urge. Step up, we get served. Reunited like peaches and herbs. We speaking the word, we bringing the vibe. We setting the trend, we holding the throne. Oh my God, here we go again. Hot in position from the beginning. You listen to the brother with the description. Poetic, pulp fiction, spitting a killer rendition. Turning citizens to victims with the writer's ambition and vocabulary diction. Cause I came to specify the rest of my televised. Killing up you other guys, ain't no need to compromise. Still couldn't get it if I slowed down the same gist.
Stop, stop, and listen to the DJ. I'm so invisible because I got that
Now throw your hands up and reach for the part of the sky you can't touch. And if you're in the back, you need to step up front. And if you can't hear it, then tell them to turn it up. What the hell are you waiting for? Everybody in here on the dance floor, your hands in the air, and that's what's up. Cause I'm on the mic and Z-Trip is on the cut. Blow out your car with it. It's authentic. It's like don't stop, get it, the right combo. Collaboration and combo, the way to make a brother drop the bomb, yo. From the minute that they announce me, cause I'm quick to grab the mic and say peace to Romanowski. And to all those that doubt me or wouldn't allow me, yo nigga, it ain't about me. It's about the kid that I know. That's one of the illest primal spinners across vinyl, best and blending the rare and taking you there and holding you down and making sure you're feeling it now with the tight bass sound. To all the others, man, it's over now. Pack your bags, get your record, start rolling out. And if you still think that you should wear the crown, it ain't happening. Doc here, Z-Trip, break it down.
It helps when I turn my mic on. Y101 Web Dude is here.
Yes.
Hello, Web Dude.
Hi.
So we, since we give Murphy so much hell, and we really we're asses to him 24/7, and for whatever reason, that's always the content that makes it into the sandbox. We're rounding people up from around the building to say something nice, a positive Mike Murphy experience.
Something nice, something good.
Something that maybe has happened, a story you could share. Or maybe just one nice thing you'd like to say about him, aside from his acid wash jeans are tight on his ass and very hot.
Well, we're always making fun of him because he's old and crusty and just totally not us. But
sure,
he isn't totally bald yet.
There you have it.
He hasn't lost all his hair.
That's good. He is great.
Yes.
I'm sure that'll make him feel great.
I know.
Thanks, Web Dude.
No problem.
We'll be right back.
why I see him in a shine. Good shine, man. That's why I see him in a shine. Good shot, man.
Punk Rock Liam, we are recording the Sandbox today.
Sandbox.
I know you've just stepped into the building not moments ago, and it's so fucking hot in here.
Yeah,
all my ice has melted out of my Queer 94 Jessica Simpson cup.
Aw, queer.
Boo.
Well, the fucked up thing about this room is that invariably in the winter it's boiling,
yeah,
and
in the summer, hot, and the summer it's 15.
I had to wear gloves putting stuff
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, you come in here in a fucking coat.
It was ridiculous.
The middle of July, and you're wearing a coat. So we've been harping and beating on poor Mike Murphy for entirely too long. So we're doing a Mike Murphy tribute show. So we're rounding everybody up, or as many people as we can find that aren't on lunch break for 4 hours, to say something nice about Murphy. So do you have a good Murphy experience or something that you find that you like about Mike?
It's not really an experience, but if you're ever having a bad day, you know, things just aren't – you're stressed about getting stuff in. It's just rushed. You can almost count on the fart gun to cheer you up.
That's true. Tell us what the fart gun
is. Well, the fart gun is Murphy, usually in the middle of a phone conversation with his little headset in, looking all cute there. Just looks at you, you know, makes a gun.
Points the finger.
Points the finger like a gun and just rips one.
Yep, and he gives you the trigger and everything.
It's great, yeah.
Mike Murphy, everybody. Master of the fart gun. Thank you, Punk Rock Liam.
You're welcome, sir.
Trotting, fresh kid turned rotten. I can't believe how naive that I've gotten. Over the years, seems like I'm getting dumber. Reminiscing to a time when I was younger with a hunger, full of dreams, determination, self-esteem. But now it seems they hesitate to be on my team. You know the routine when you winning and grinning, all up in your face like they was with you from the beginning. But on the flip side, when you watched them like a riptide, fools clown by how you slipped and let shit slide. Beside the fact, my voice is whack. Clowns is running around, talk about a smoke crack. Ain't got no homies that got my back. Yeah, I'm a brother, but sometimes I don't feel black. My girl is white, my game ain't tight. Niggas who ain't seen me in a while be like, dude, you alright? Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like, like a sucker almost every day. In the back of your mind, you probably thinking I was gay. But nah, I'm just a bitch ass nigga. The type to get jacked if I'm the rich ass nigga. See, I've been a loser just about all my life. Type to tryna turn a hoe to a housewife. What do you expect? I give respect and feel for a hoe niggas keep in check. I'm far from hard, emotionally scarred. On Pico Boulevard, I was regarded as a retard. I make myself sick, get on my own nerve. Immature, insecure, grown up nerd. Cash MC on a label that's unstable. Chopping Bliggy on the table. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
And I say, coolin'. Who am I kidding? Who am I fooling? When they be like,
what's up, fat lip?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, what's up, bud? Still got it? Yeah, yeah, I've been working on my step. Hey, check this out, y'all. Check this out.
Here's a man who may or may not have anything nice to say about Mike Murphy, because you probably...
I'm the middle child.
It works both ways with you. He loves you because you work hard and you take care of business. You're a TCB kind of guy. Yet at the same time, you are the instigator.
That's my
you are
in the
problem.
I am not.
Everything was fine until you came on full time.
I am the nitro and you guys are the glycerin.
That's true.
And
yeah,
everything's fine until I walk in the hallway and it all explodes.
Yeah, yeah, you're the cesium, we're the water. How about that one?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, isn't that good though?
8 years of college. Well,
so what has happened between you and Murphy that we soundtrack of our lives. That you have seen or experience that maybe we haven't.
Well, one of the,
everything we ever see with you guys is
One of the things I love about Mike Murphy is the fact that he is not lazy. I don't want to say lazy because that's got a negative connotation.
Right.
But so not inclined to leave the building that he will give us money
to go out,
get him lunch, and pay for ours.
To the point that we have traveled with his credit card.
Yes, we fly, he buys.
Yeah.
Because he will not. I've invited him out to lunch. I said I'd buy. He doesn't want to. He's in his little hole, and he must stay there. And it works out well for us because we don't spend any money on lunch.
How is this a good thing? That he buys us lunch is the
At the end of it, yeah. He buys a lot of lunches.
So basically, if you want to get on Special Ed's good side, food.
I do love food.
It's involved 97% of the time.
And he does have lush body hair.
Mm, this is true. Yes, it is. It is like a tropical rainforest underneath that polo shirt.
I'm sure he makes a good winter cuddler.
Gross.
Not from experience. I'm just saying. I can imagine.
It's like an internally heated bear rug.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap for toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, oh, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads. Cause I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest, and I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Year's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I could fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know why I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Uh-huh. License of registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, no, my paper's legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp as a tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. We'll see how smart you are when the K9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a but if I'm having a damn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping. And he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi's with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 problems being a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Woo! Woo! Having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one,